On a rainy Monday, we ask ourselves things like, what is the meaning of life? And how am I going to get through this day? And the answer, of course, is art. Annie Dugan is the gal who can tell you where you can find art and how you can waste an entire rainy day looking at it and enjoying it. Hey, Annie, good morning, sunshine. Wait a minute. Where'd you go? Oh, okay. Oh. You're back. Sorry about that.
I'm here.
Phew. All right. So, phew. Art.
I didn't doze away. Art. Well, as many of you know, it is state fair time, and the art piece of both our county fairs and our state fairs is a huge part. I mean, the state fair is a celebration of all things Minnesota, and when you celebrate all things Minnesota, art and culture is a huge piece of that. And so I think a lot of attention is paid on food, which is right. We all have to have full bellies when we're appreciating art. But it's a huge piece, and I just want to mention there's been some Duluth faces in the art scene at the state fair, and some Duluth recognition at the state fair.
Tell me.
Yeah, so the state fair has the largest juried art show in the state. It's a huge show. They have actually a really beautiful, beautiful building for seeing art. So if you need a respite from the craziness that is the state fair, grab your tater tot and, you know, fill up and then go to the fine arts building. You can also grab, actually, they have, when you go to the state fair website, they have a art and sculpture guide that sort of has there's art and sculpture throughout the whole fair. Like there's these amazing tree sculptures. There's sculptures throughout the whole fair. So the map sort of points to where everything is. And then you go to the Fine Arts Building and you see this largest juried art show in the state. And there are Brent Custerman, who's actually going to have a show at the Duluth Art Institute. He won an honorable mention for his piece titled A Subtle Wave Over Kyoto. And to get an award, so not only to get in the show is a big deal, but then to get an award in the show is even a bigger deal because you're looking at, you know, huge numbers of art that you have to go through. So it's fabulous that Brent won an award in the two-dimensional work or the painting work. John Salmanin won second place for watercolor for his Delta De-icing. He's a phenomenal watercolor artist in Duluth. And then John Scarja, who is a woodturner, won first place in woodturning and got a bunch of other recognition and awards. So I love seeing Duluth represented because it's hard to get down and get your, you know, you have to drive down to the fair, you have to submit the work, you have to drive down and bring it again, and you have to drive down and pick it up. So it takes a lot of commitment for Duluth artists to have their work seen. But I'm so glad that they go through the trouble to do it because I love having that kind of representation for the state to see what kind of artwork is coming out. So huge props to all of those artists and congratulations to them as well.
Annie, there's a couple of things I have to ask you about art at the state fair. You brought it up. You opened the door.
Yes.
Thing one, is there art on a stick?
You know, there should be art on a stick. There absolutely should be art on a stick. I don't know if there is or not. I know there's daily demonstrations and kids' activities. So if there isn't, here is, you know, because I know all of Minnesota listens to the show.
Yes.
Please make some art on a stick.
and that really ought to be a thing. I'm just saying it really ought to be
yes,
a thing.
All it right. definitely should.
Thing two, I remember yes. that, I remember a couple of years ago, you talking about some of the really interesting wheat art, I think. You know, they make
seed
some...
Art.
Seed art. Because I know
seed
that
art.
They make it with a lot of different kinds yes. of materials.
And
so,
what I love... Okay, so seed art is a huge category. There's been books on seed art. There is a really amazing tradition, not only of seed art, but of artists. So, you know, a lot of seed art artists can use anything, but I think the really interesting ones are ones that use native plants. This is where, you know, Carol Andrews' Wild Ones can intersect with Where Is Art.
Oh, yeah.
Because I love artists who are using seeds that are native to Minnesota in their work. And then the other really interesting tradition in the seed art at the state fair is politics. So a lot of artists pick political figures to do their seed art. There's a whole portraiture tradition in seed art. And Joe Klander, who's an amazing artist in Duluth, just finished, this isn't, well, I guess it's sort of political. He just finished a Schwarzenegger portrait that he's going to submit to next year's, because he missed the deadline for this year's. But there is, you'll see, I'm sure you'll see some Trump seed art there. I'm sure you'll see some Clinton. I'm sure you'll see all of these figures throughout history. It really is fascinating to see what people can come up with our seeds.
Now, the Great Minnesota Get-Together just began. So have you had the opportunity to get down there yet, Annie?
I haven't gotten down there.
Okay,
but
so
assignment. Yes.
And there is not a should you choose to accept it. Your assignment is to go to the state fair and find the most interesting medium.
Ooh.
Being
used. I love this.
Okay.
I love this.
So
this is a great challenge.
Seeds are wonderful. But it's
right.
So, been there, done that.
Right, exactly.
So
exactly.
Your challenge is to come back in a week or two with the most interesting medium that you have been able to find.
I love it.
All right.
I accept this challenge with pleasure.
All right, Annie, it's great to talk to you. Can't wait to talk to you again soon.
Yep, take care, Lisa. Bye-bye.
Annie Dugan this morning, our host for Where's Art, every Monday right here on 103.3 KUMD.